The groups are touting a new report from the organization Wisconsin Environment that suggests the upfront costs of building new nuclear power plants would be high, and any reduction in the carbon emissions linked to global warming would take decades to realize. The Sierra Club's Shala Werner says the findings show that when there's only so much money available for new power plants, spending it on nuclear means technologies like wind and solar will be shortchanged.
Investing in nuclear energy now is going to waste valuable time and money that could have been used for technologies that really solve this problem and reduce the threat of climate change.
Dan Kohler is the director of Wisconsin Environment. He says building new nuclear plants in the name of global warming would be foolish.
Given the concern the American public has about the problem, I think people are wanting to put every option on the table. We're happy to have every option on the table, but we do have to be serious about and smart about choosing the alternatives that are both the cheapest, quickest, and safest, and nukes just doesn't make the cut.
The report comes as state lawmakers are preparing to unveil a proposal that would tie together the recommendations of the governor's task force on global warming. That task force recommended ending Wisconsin's decades-old moratorium on building new nuclear power plants, as long as new plants can be proven to offer competitive rates and reduce emissions. Sean Johnson, Wisconsin Public Radio.